This is from my blog, Tickling Torture Black Mass. Tickling can truly be a nasty source of torture. This story is dedicated to a very special tickle slave that has a cable knit sock fetish. All fetishes can be added to make a scenario a little more eclectic and kinky, forming an erotic and over-the-top role play. I hope you enjoy my version of this tickling nightmare. 13 girls wearing white, tight t-shirts without bras and short tennis skirts enter the dimly lit church. The girls were not wearing shoes, but rather white cable-knit socks. The socks wrapped each long leg like a nice, soft glove. Each girl carried a bag of long, thick, black candles. The females lined the pews with Gothic candles and lit them. It gave the large Catholic church a dark ambiance. Now, all they had to do was wait for me to show up. The large, heavy doors opened, and I walked a blindfolded man inside of the church. He wore nothing but a black leather thong, which matched the lit candles. I had him on a nice black leather leash, which attached to a matched collared, studded collar. I removed the blindfold, and what he saw caused his cock to rise instantly. The young, beautiful girls had perfectly firm breasts, which were readily apparent through the t-shirts. However, what really caused his cock to shoot up were the cable-knit socks that each girl was wearing. He wanted desperately to have each girl rub her feet against his face. He wanted to sniff their feet. To say that he had a foot fetish was an understatement, to say the least. But when he saw them wrapped in these soft, knit cable socks, he nearly came undone. He moaned when I pulled on the leash, beckoning him to walk forward towards the table. A large table, typically where the Catholic priest would pour his wine, was covered in what looked like soft leather. He walked by each girl, noticing her erect nipples. All of them were excited. I had him step up to the high table and watched as the girls attached the feet and arm harnesses. "This will stop you from falling off the table, slave," I say, while smiling down at my prey. "Let the tickle torture commence," I announce, as the girls surround him. The first girl climbs up and lays on top of him. She tickles the bottom of his toes, and I watch as he jerks and laughs uncontrollably. I smile, knowing this torture is going to go on all night. People start to come into the church one by one. They sit down close enough to have a nice view of the tickling session. They hear the man screaming out, "No, no, please." But it does not really seem to matter. His cock is rock hard and is saying yes. Oh, his cock is the star of the show. And I breathe in his arousal and am very much pleased. Very much a pleased goddess. The best part of his tickle torture is when the last person enters the church. It truly pleases me when I have his wife walk in the door towards the end of his doom. The look of fear and horror on his face gives me an enormous amount of power and glee. I feed off of his fears, and I hear him scream out, "No!" I laugh while tears are rolling down his face. Would your cock like to be the star of my black mass? I can arrange one just for you. This is Mistress Simone. This is from my second blog, SupernaturalPhoneSex.com. You can call me at 1-800-601-7259. I'll be haunting you soon in your dreams. Love you, boys. Talk to you soon.